Oh, I'm glad you're still with me. Thanks for tuning back in. I hope you didn't find that last video too frustrating. I've tested the water with a video similar to that in past courses, and I've had some people literally tune off and say, this course is really frustrating, because I offered them some silence. So I wonder if they are more internally or externally referenced. Who knows? I'll leave you to decide that one. In this video, I would like to introduce you to a couple of words, a couple of skills that we can practice and develop that we can actually begin implementing into our daily lives and conversations, communications, pretty much instantaneously. You don't have to read textbooks for this one. They're basic communication skills called reflecting back and paraphrasing. Now, reflecting back and paraphrasing, I would only ever use once I've offered someone silence. So we understand these four levels of communication, the inference, the ladder of inference. There's what people intend to say, then there's what they say, then there's what they hear, then there's what they go on to assume about what we initially meant. Well, when it comes to interacting with other people, some people are at times, because you as a life coach are going to ask them questions, perhaps probing questions, challenging questions that they may not have previously considered, in relation to beliefs, core values, all this sort of thing, then they've perhaps never looked in that direction before. So it's imperative that you give them the space and give them the silence to reflect over some of the ideas that you've thrown their way. And incidentally, all of the ideas that I'm sharing with you throughout this course, if you go on to understand, will become your repertoire of life coaching resources above and beyond the techniques and the exercises and the models. Because it's important that we understand that people are self-governing. And they are. You know, people are self-governing. People are always looking for ways to move forward and progress in life. And incidentally, most people who do come your direction for life coaching are going to be proactive on some level anyway. So when we're asking them questions, we might be discussing their responses to the life balance questionnaire. We might be discussing the responses that they've given to the limiting beliefs through asking the limiting beliefs questions. We might be discussing some ideas or revelations that they've had in relation to their core identity. And we just do all of this conversationally, by the way. I do most of it over coffee, because I like coffee. All that you would ever find me doing, right? If me and you ever meet face to face and we end up engaging in a conversation, it will most likely seem quite unusual for you. Believe it or not, the way in which you're experiencing me right now is the way in which all people experience me all the time. I don't have masks, I don't have, you know, two faces, and by that I mean that what you see here is what you will always get. I am the same person all the time for all people. Family members, friends, loved ones, my wife. Some people like me more than others, but hey, I choose authenticity over connection. Now, when it comes to interactions, communications, what I'm always fascinated by is understanding people's intentions. Because I understand that most people don't say what they mean and they don't do things that they mean either. Most people act and behave completely out of character and do things very, very frequently that they never intended to do, and they say things that they never intended to say. Many people will get caught up in the moment emotionally and react rather than respond. So, because I fundamentally understand this, when having a conversation with someone about a problem that they may have, all I'm really ever doing is listening. When I'm listening, and bear in mind there's a big difference between listening and hearing, because if you think about it, hearing, you can hear a plane go overhead. You can hear police sirens outside driving down the road whilst not listening to them. For example, in a video production studio such as this, every now and again I will hear a door bang in another office, which can be hugely frustrating and distracting for me And whilst I hear these noises, I choose not to listen to them because I'm focused more on the task in hand, which is communicating the message that I'm intending to say, that I've prepared myself to say, so that you understand what it is that I'm trying to say. If that makes sense. So, when interacting in a conversation with you or with anyone else, I will just ask questions. I will never advise. Life coaching is not advice giving. It's not teaching. It's not telling people what to do next. All right, it's asking questions. For example, I will have a conversation with someone and I'll say, so tell me, you know, what seems to be the problem? And if you ever have asked someone that question before, some people will give you a really simplistic answer. Well, you know, I've got a real problem in my marriage right now. Communications have broken down. And that's very rational. That's very reasonable. Someone who clearly operates more in the reasonable part of their mind. Whereas other people will start telling you how they feel and they're going to share with you all the details and this person said this and this person said that. So we're seeing how metaprograms now interact with misinterpretations and miscommunications and all these sorts of things. What can I say? People are messed up. So you see, it's important that we get good at fine-tuning our hearing, all right? So that we're actively listening to what they're saying, but we're looking to hear the important stuff. We're looking to pick up on what we see as being important. What we don't need to know as life coaches is who said what. We don't need all the details of the story. The story is irrelevant. The story is just a story. It's the problem that we need to get to the root of. And we know that the problem is going to have some sort of emotional attachment to it. So when we're listening to someone who is perhaps just going into details, getting really emotional, telling us the story, how I would respond to this is, oh, can I just stop you here for a second? It seems to me like this problem is making you quite anxious or quite stressed. Is that fair? Now, the reason that I'm going to reflect this back is I'm not necessarily just reflecting back what they're saying, but I'm reflecting back what I'm seeing. I'm showing this person that I'm actually interested. And in the early stages of the coaching relationship, this is important for building up and preserving the trust. So on some levels, it's going to be important that we are paying attention, we're completely focused on what this other person's saying, but on also what the person might not be saying, because the person might not have the faintest idea on what the presenting problem is that they're bringing to you, and they're just in the process of working this out. So it's important that we get good at reflecting back everything that we see and hear as being of importance. Anything that we're not certain about, again, it's important that we stop. I heard you say this, but I don't fully understand. Could you help me understand this? And all that we're actually doing through asking these basic questions is coaching them to become clear on what their actual problems are and take responsibility for the problems. We're coaching through asking questions, not by providing answers. And this can be a huge revelation, and this is something that not many people get. Many people assume that coaching is all about having the right answers and giving the best advice, but it's not. It's about coaching the truth out of other people in relation to what their problems actually are and what the solutions are that they actually want to pursue, about the goals are that they want to commit to. So for me, reflecting back is about reflecting back what I see and also what I hear. Appreciating that what I see and what I hear might not be an accurate representation of what they're trying to show me or what they're actually intending to tell me. So reflecting back is quite respectful in terms of me respecting them. So listen, I just want to understand you here. This is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm hearing. So I'm going to reflect this back to you and give you the opportunity to correct me if necessary. Sometimes what I'll do when paraphrasing is if someone gives me a statement, they could say something along the lines of, My husband and I are having huge problems in our marriage at the moment, and this is making me really anxious. So just to get clear here, I'm paraphrasing now, by the way. So just to get clear here, you've got some problems in your marriage at the moment, and you're feeling anxious as a direct result of this. Is that right? So you're feeling anxious as a result of the problems that you're having with your husband. Now, what I'm paraphrasing here and reflecting back is my interpretation of the problem, because I need to be accurate and completely clear of this in my mind so that I know what the problem is. So what I'm now identifying is I'm identifying the husband, which means there's going to be some sort of problem conversationally. Communications are going to have broken down in some way, hence the reason it's a problem. And then anxiety is the emotion. So what I also understand now is that anxiety is a fear-based emotion, which means that she's in fear of not getting something that she wants. So now all that's left for me to establish is what it is that she actually does want. And this is when we go back to values. So to summarise and bring together this example, I would say, so, you know, I'm paraphrasing, I'm reflecting back what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. So you're having a problem with your husband, and this is causing you anxiety in some level. And this anxiety, is this in any way related to connection with your husband? Now, I'm not saying anything revolutionary here. I'm literally just connecting the dots. And 9 times out of 10, if you are accurately reflecting back and paraphrasing what you're seeing and what you're hearing, you're just offering back your perspective and what you perceive the problem to be. And guess what they're going to say? Yeah, that's just exactly what the problem is. It feels like you really understand me. And guess what you've just done? By reflecting back and paraphrasing everything that they're giving you, you've just won their trust. And you've only done this through stopping, paying attention, not trying to advise, not trying to teach, just offer silence and let them explain to you as accurately as physically possible what they perceive their problem to be. So, reflecting back and paraphrasing. There's a little info sheet that we've attached to the additional material section of this video lecture, so you can read up on this a little bit more detail if you want. And that's all for now. I've got another interesting little communication tip/skill that I'll share with you again in the next video, so see you in a few moments.